How do you explain the 3D flesh mind AI program, the culture program, the bloodline program, for people to be able to see it? Because while you're in it, it's hard to see it. Until you leave it, you can't see it. That's the weird part. You leave it and you look back and you say, what was that? The box life. Living in a box, you know? If you really think about what I'm getting ready to say, it should blow your mind. It should change your life. It should make you fall down on your face and ask God what's going on. And if you get serious about it, because if you can't see that it's just all repeating every day. All right, so 24 hours, right? So 24 is the letter X. Every day, that 24 hours just repeats. Every day. Every day. The sun comes up, the sun goes down. The sun goes up, the sun goes down. Doesn't matter if it's Monday through Sunday. It doesn't matter if it's this year, last year. The sun goes up and the sun goes down every 24 hours. You're repeating the same day. You might say, well, it's a new day. No, it ain't. It's the same day. You know it's the same day because the color red is red today as it was yesterday. The color blue. 2 + 2 = 4. Same as it was yesterday. What's that song? Same as it always was. Same as it always was. Once you really get a hold of this, you become a guru. Because you already know what's going to happen before it happens. And when you live that way, and you're aware of it, you cut the music off and you cut the TV off, you already know what's going to happen before it happens, right? You've seen the program in your bloodline, your culture. You've worked with people. You know how they think. You know how they operate. You know what they're going to say, what their motive is. You already know what they're thinking. Because your brother or your sister or your cousin or somebody used to be like them. Everybody has had family members. It's like a movie. Think back when you were a kid. Remember the parents, the grandparents, the cousins, the brothers, the aunts, the uncles, the mom, the dad, the neighbors. Remember those days when you were a kid and you watched those characters. And then as you got older, you saw the same character somewhere else in college, or you moved to another city and you had a different job. If you've had enough jobs, you see the repeat. I've had 120 plus jobs in my life, so it's all to me, it's all a repeat. 6,000 Uber rides, it's all a repeat. 10,000 subscribers with the same comments, it's all a repeat. If I say faith alone, and a legalist comes up and says, no, it's faith plus works, use faith plus works. I already know what they're going to say before they say it. And I already have my answer ready for them. And it gets to the point where it just gets old. And you have to cry out to God, God, what is going on? And He will show you. And if you really think about what I said about the 24 hours, 24 is the X, goes back to the cross. X is a crisscross, right? The cross. Every day's preaching the cross. When you cross your arms, you're preaching the cross. You cross your legs, you preach the cross. Cross the street, crossword puzzle, you're preaching the cross. It crossed my mind. Crossed over to the other side. Cross with my neighbor. I just saw a truck, and I've been seeing this. I saw this truck that went by on the highway the other way, and had three yellow bulldozers, and on each bulldozer, it was four bulldozers. Four. The other day it was three. Today it was four. And on the side of the bulldozer was Cat. That's the name, Caterpillar, I guess. Cat. Anyway. What's the chances of me seeing that like every other day? And I'll go down the highway, and that's just a rare thing. Back to what I was saying. Cross with your neighbor. Cross-eyed. Cross your fingers, hope to die. Everything's preaching the cross. Go across the bridge. Cross over. Across the street. I should have did an AI search on all the words with cross in it. It would have been probably a whole lot of them. Can't think of all of them right now. There's probably a lot of sports with cross. Lacrosse. Dot every I and cross every T. The dot is the blood. The T, the dot every I, dot goes back to the blood. Cross every T, T is the cross. The blood of his cross. When you realize what you're in, there's not, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Because I work with my hands, I cut my hands a lot. I try to be careful because I know, you know, you might scrape your hand or something. I try to be careful. I'm really careful, but I do work with my hands all the time. So I actually have a cut. I don't really have a cut. I have a, where I had a pair of pliers. I was going to say channel locked. Had a pair of pliers. I was squeezing, got the side of my finger. I don't know how I did that. I guess I was being dumb. Cross every T and dot every I. Dot every I and cross every T. The blood of his cross is being preached everywhere all the time. And when you see it, you can't unsee it. And when you see that every word that you speak is preaching Jesus, preaching the cross, revealing the truth, every object is an object lesson, then you have to wake up to the fact that you're in the Bible. The Bible was written about Adam and Eve. You descended after them. And the Bible's in Revelation. That was Genesis. Revelation is talking about the people come after you. So you're actually a character in the Bible. And I'm thinking that we're stuck in the book of Acts. It's just repeating until the rapture of the church. And then when the church gets called up, then the tribulation, we'll be at the bema seat of Christ looking down. Then we come back with Christ to rule and reign for 1,000 years. So when you see the 24 hours a day, it's all repeating. And if you talk to people and you talk to somebody enough, they're just in that. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's your mama, your sister, your brother, your kids, your parent. I mean, your kids, your neighbor, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, whatever, whoever you're talking to. When you call them on the phone, you know what they're going to say. You know how they're going to act and what they're going to say and what they're going to talk about because they're running on that program. And when you try to stretch their mind, expand their consciousness, they can't do it because they're stuck in the program. And they're so busy with the cares of this life, they don't want to think about it. Their brain, they have like a brain. When you try to stretch somebody's mind to see past the three dimensions, because they've got the music going, the TV going, their job, their bills, their chores or whatever, you try to expand their mind with some code, they can't see it. With some hidden knowledge that's right in front of them, they still can't see it. And one of the reasons I don't think they won't see it, because if they see it, they have to change. To expand your consciousness, when you've been in a little pinhole consciousness, bloodline, culture line for so long, and I'm not talking about conspiracy theories, I'm talking about seeing past 3D and realizing that every day that you get up, you're just doing the same stuff over and over and over and over and over. Every 24 hours, you're going through the cross. Every time you take a step, you're crossing your legs, you're going through the cross. Every time you sit down, across your arms, across your legs, you're pointing to the Jesus on the cross. Everything is preaching the cross. And it's not just the cross, but the blood of his cross. Because whenever you're flowing, I don't care if it's your words flowing, your car is flowing, your whatever's flowing is preaching Jesus. The money's flowing, the currency, the money, everything's preaching Jesus. Everything. And what he did on the cross, everything's actually a projection from the cross. Everything is a projection from the cross. Everything points back to the cross. Before the cross, through 2,000 years ago, everything pointed to the cross. After that, it pointed back. But if you go to the Lamb slain before the foundation, everything points back to the cross from a five-dimensional perspective. In the 3D, it pointed to when it happened. Now it points back. But in the 5D, looking at it from a 5D perspective, everything is preaching Jesus. Everything is preaching the cross. Past, present, future, everything preaches the cross because everything is the now and it is finished. I got somebody speeding. I pull out in the road and they're speeding and they beep the horn. Won't they beep the horn at themselves? You see what I'm saying? That's how come people, if people can't even see that, if people can't even see their own mistakes and they have to project it onto somebody else, how can they see the hidden truth that everything preaches the cross? I pull out because I see this car far enough away that I know they're doing 35, but they're speeding. I looked over. They sped up or something, and they were right there beeping the horn, but they were the ones speeding. Why didn't they just slow down?
Could have been my fault, but
I don't think it was. I think they sped up. Irregardless, I know you've seen that before. People do stuff and they get mad when they're the one that did it. I don't know how to say this, but the program, the culture program, and the bloodline program, a lot of times is trying to destroy love. At its root, it's trying to destroy your heart. And if it destroys your heart, it destroys love. Greed will destroy your heart. God, if you're saved, God will scourge every son he receives. And if you step into greed, you will be destroyed. You will be disciplined, not destroyed, but scourged. But a person who's lost will be destroyed. Because I actually saw a post somebody made. The guy made a lot of money with the mafia. But they all got killed. So he had a lot of money, but all his family was killed. He said he wasn't happy. Just kind of like Mike Tyson, he wasn't happy. Mike Tyson wasn't happy. He probably is now, but there was a point where he said, I'm not happy. Though you gain the world and lose your own soul, what benefit is it? Though you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, what benefit is it? Though you gain the whole world and you don't know what agape love is, you don't have any compassion, you don't have any empathy, you don't have any sympathy, you really don't have any desire to help anybody at all. I don't know. If you talk about the code hidden in plain view, they call you crazy. If you don't talk about it and just go about your business, they call you crazy. If you do your own thing, they call you crazy. If you mind your own business, they don't want you to mind your own business. You can't be left alone. They're always trying to mess with you. Somebody wants your attention. The witches call it loosh. They want your attention because it's loosh. And it's an AI flesh mind that wants your attention because if you're asleep or just in peace and going about your business, somebody's going to show up, take away your peace. It's just the way it is. Your litmus test and your thermometer is peace. And if you lose your peace, it's a red flag. Come over here, buy this, loosh. You got to have this kind of toothpaste, loosh. You're not happy by yourself, loosh. You gotta join this church, loosh. You gotta go to Walmart and buy this. You gotta have these shoes, loosh. You gotta listen to this kind of music, loosh. You gotta watch this movie, loosh. I don't need any of it. I've decoded it all. I've seen it all, heard it all. It's the same repeat. Every story that you read or hear on the TV, the music, the media, everything that you hear at work, it was already in the Bible. The good thing about work is it keeps you busy without the drama. There's no drama at work. You're just focused on doing your job, right? Now, people might try to cause drama, but you don't get in it. You just do your job. The way to avoid drama at work is just do your work. And if somebody says something, say, sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. Sorry you took it wrong. And we'll do better next time. I think I'm going to get me some chicken. Get me a strawberry milkshake. They are right. The witches are right about the louche. Everything's trying to get your attention and vampire and drain you. Even when you're in just total peace. You're just minding your own business. And they don't like that. They don't like that.